All right, I guess to get started off with, how did you guys get together?
Well, it was kind of an accident. Basically, me and Jess started going out together, and I moved in with her, and I've been playing music since I was a kid, and I bought a drum set pretty much when I moved in with her and her dad, and she kind of learned a couple things off of me, and that's also how I met Dan. I met Dan through her brother.
Okay.
Me and him became really good friends, and then when me and her bought a house, we actually moved in beside Harry, and he used to play, I guess, a little bit, down in the dumps, he came over the one day he heard me playing the drums. He's like, "Wow, you got a drum set." And I was like, "Yeah, you want to play?" And he sat down and started playing the drums, and I started playing guitar, and things just started going from there.
Awesome. So how did you guys come up with the name then?
We were, there's a tree called a Twisted Redbud.
Okay.
And it's a pretty cool looking tree. I don't know if you've ever seen one or not. But we were going to, Jess had thought that we should name the band Twisted Redbud. And I don't know why, but I just said Twisted Times, and that's just what stuck, really. It wasn't nothing really too much behind it.
That's fine. So do you guys want to kind of describe your sound and style then?
Well, we're original for the most part.
Right.
Everything we do we do a lot of original music, and a lot of the cover songs we do, we kind of add our own original twist to them. We do a couple older country tunes like Long Haired Country Boy and Family Tradition, and we kind of rock them out a little bit, make them more upbeat, and do our own style to them. And mostly what we try and do our own thing with. And one thing we really like is the fact that we all switch around instruments, and it's fun for us, and it's fun for people that are watching us.
Right. So, like, during the performance, you guys will kind of switch it up sometimes for different songs then?
Yeah, normally what we'll do is, like, Dan will play a couple songs on the drums, and then he'll switch and play some guitar, and then Jess will go back and play some drums while Dan plays the bass and Harry plays the harmonica, and then when she's done, Harry will go play the drums, and I play the drums too. So we just kind of all switch around. We try and, you know, switch around every 4 or 5 songs just to keep things interesting.
Wow. So I guess when did you guys start, like, learning to play these instruments then?
Well, I started playing the guitar when I was young. My dad had played music, and I got into a band when I was in 9th grade.
Okay.
A real good friend of mine, Ben Garner, and he actually taught me how to play the drums, and we still have a real good friendship today, but he taught me a lot about music, and I learned a lot on my own, and it's kind of the same with Dan and Jess, really, because all I did was show them just a very little thing, and they kind of went on, and they just taught themselves how to do the rest, basically.
Wow. So you guys kind of, like, help each other out then, like, sometimes if you're, working on a new instrument or something like that?
Well, Harry's all the time working on his harmonica. He actually taught himself how to play the harp.
Wow.
Yeah, he pretty much taught himself how to play the drums, too, you know, so.
Wow, cool. So, I guess, do you want to name a couple of your guys' influences, then?
My biggest influence would probably be my dad, honestly.
As far as music goes,
yeah,
as
I mean,
well?
He wrote music for many years, and back in the 80s, he had an album out with his band, and he was probably my biggest influence. As far as the rest of the band, I don't really know. I mean, what do you say, Dan?
I'd have to say just these guys. You know what I mean? Just hanging out with these guys. They actually had the band before I joined. They had another guy in the band, and I just kind of hung around and, you know, just played along a little bit, and ever since then, it kind of just grew from there. So.
Yeah, I actually forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually had an old guy in our band. His name was Jimmy. He was probably about 50 now, and he played with us for quite some time, and basically what it got to be is he started growing out of it, basically. He was starting to get too old for it, and
okay.
We were starting to play a little too fast for him, kind of thing, and Dan, he kind of wanted out, and Dan kind of wanted in, so it worked out at the perfect time, and things have just really went good with, I mean, since Dan's been in the band, me and him wrote 4 or 5 songs together, between me and him, and that probably would have never happened.
Wow. Cool. So I guess then, as far as influences go as well, so if there was anyone, you know, anyone in the world you could share the stage with, who would it be?
Huh, that's a really good
question. Take your time. It's not a big deal. I know that's kind of putting you on the spot, so.
What do you mean by that, as far as, like, somebody we'd want to play with? Like, somebody that would come out and play with us? Or...
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Honestly, my father just died about a year ago.
Okay.
If he could still play today, I'd love for him to play with us, and it's something he never got the chance to do. And actually, a friend, really good friend of his, several friends of his, still play with us. His one friend Jen and her husband Terry, they usually open for us quite a bit, and it's kind of cool just because of the past, you know. The fact they know my father and they're good friends with my father and they're still jamming with me today.
Cool. All right. So I guess as far as playing out, is there like certain places that you guys, you know, like to play in the area?
We play Zingers.
Okay.
A bit, and we play the Glad Crowd quite a bit. This Friday coming up, actually it's the 14th. It's not this next Friday coming up. I'm looking at the wrong date. It's the 15th.
Okay.
We are playing at the Tourist Inn, and that's our first job down there. That's our CD release party.
Okay.
And I think we're really going to fill that place. I hope so, anyway. But I don't know, we got a couple of special guests helping us out with that first set. We're going to do a little Friends of Twisted Times thing.
Okay, cool.
For the first 8 or 9 songs, we're going to have a different person come up and sit in with us for a song and play along with us, tell them how we knew them and how we met them as a friend and whatnot, and... We got a lot of friends, for sure. We wouldn't be nowhere without them.
Awesome. As far as that goes, I guess, is there other local bands that you guys are friendly with, like that you guys, you know, play around with a lot? I know you said that, you know, some of your dad's friends you play with, but are there any other kind of current bands that you guys like or you like to go out and listen to or you like to, would you like to collaborate with anyone?
We're pretty good friends with Forgery. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They actually kind of got us started in opening up for them pretty regularly, and because we opened up for them, it kind of got us started in. People started hearing our stuff and liking it, and that's how we started booking gigs.
Cool. I guess as far as that goes, in the York, I guess, area, how would you, I guess, describe the scene? Are there people, you know, if you guys play your original stuff, is there an audience for that, do you think? Or do people kind of more want the covers? What are your feelings about that?
Well, honestly, I think we've been around here a little bit now playing, and we have quite a few people that know who our band is and come out to see us play.
Right.
And actually, we have people all the time ask for us to play our original stuff.
Cool.
We love playing our original stuff, and people seem to like it, too.
Awesome. So I guess with your new record coming out, kind of walk me through the process. Like, how was it like making that record?
Oh, it was a great time.
Awesome.
Our buddy Kevin, actually, he works with me and Dan. He recorded us, and he did one heck of a job. He did it in his attic, and you would not know it by listening to it. Now that you know it was recorded in an attic, you tell me if you sounds like it, just because he did one heck of a job. He's got a degree in recording arts, I believe, but that's not what he does for a living. It's kind of his side thing. And he did a heck of a job for us. And we're actually planning to, hopefully within the next couple weeks here, go in and start recording our next album.
Cool. So is the album coming out now your first one, or is it?
Yes, it's okay. The first one, and we're getting ready to start working on the second one, which we think is going to blow the first one out of the water.
Cool. So this kind of, the first one kind of got your feet wet. You guys kind of, you know, got to experience, you know, what making an album's like, and now, you know, you can kind of...
That and... It's the original songs. A lot of the original songs on this first album, we've been playing for quite some time, so they're almost played out for us in a sense. But this next album, we got some very, like, brand new material that's awesome, and we just can't wait to break it out and play.
Cool. So as far as it goes, do you guys have a best memory so far of playing out anywhere? Or best memory with the band in general, I guess?
I don't know. I mean... Yeah, I mean, they're all good. As far, yeah, like Dan said, they're all good. I mean, I can't really think of one point, honestly.
That would be better than the rest. That's fine. So I guess you know, as you guys, as we wrap up here, you know, you're going to be working on your second album, but, you know, what are your goals or plans for the future then?
Well, we want to start playing out a lot more, right. Start to book out a lot more regularly. I mean, we've been doing some, but we just need to get on the ball. A lot of places don't want to book you without something to hear first. So now that we got the album, I think it'll really help us get some more gigs. Honestly, any musician would want to do something big, and that's what everybody's aspirations are. But right. You know, take it one day at a time, and you know, get what we can get from it. We just love playing music.
Awesome.